Good morning. Coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for update with Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise York to get things started. Good morning, Denise. How's it going?
Pretty good. Morning, James. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And we've largely recovered here from summer celebration. It was a great time.
It absolutely was. And hopefully we'll have Gail calling in to give us a summary of how it went for him.
Yeah. So what else is going on here with Coffeyville's Reawakening before we get into that update?
So Midland, Vaudeville is coming up July the 25th. Tickets are on sale now for $30. I know you can get some here at the station from you and the chamber or online. And that's going to be the 25th at Spencer Rounds Theater from 7 to 9. And then we always have the after party right after, and that will be at the Midland. So this is our Midland fundraiser. So support the Midland and buy your ticket and be ready to go.
Very good.
And then just two more things. We have cruise night coming up Saturday night across from the Sonic at 7 p.m. And then the next week is a Sonic summer car show from 10 till 2 at the Sonic. So a couple things coming up this summer we've had so much. Just keep things going here. So, and then do we have Gail?
We do. I think so. We've got to go to the phones here. Good morning, Gail. How's it going?
Oh, hey, good morning. You guys. It's going. I'm still trying to recoup, but it's going well.
That's fantastic.
Go ahead.
I said that's fantastic. So any thoughts on the event here as we kind of have it in the rearview mirror now?
Well, yeah. Yeah, another one in the books. I think I told everybody out there at the fair that night when we got up right before the fireworks I'm amazed at the support. I'm overwhelmed at the support. The community turns out, the businesses, all the businesses in Coffeyville, came forth and just helped us make what I thought was probably one of our best shows we've ever had. And it started out in the morning with the fun run, and I'm not exactly sure how many runners they had, but Jake Stoneberger, he led that, and he did a good job there. And then just kind of going around the park, Denise York right there with you, and Debbie Carter headed up the Kitty Car Show. And I think, what was it, Denise, about 20?
Well, we had 24 listed, but we think a few others jumped in that, they came at the last minute, so.
Yeah. But, the red, white, and blue, we let them out with the Sheriff's Department, let them out with one of their new Tahoes, lights and sirens. That's just always been one of our, one of our great events, one of our premier events. The crowd up there cheered them on. Then going on around, just kind of doing this backwards a little bit, but the Backroads Band and Retro Rockers, never ending good shows, for all the time they've been doing it for us. They just put on a good show, had a nice big crowd for, listening to the music. Of course, right there before the fireworks, Haley Bagwell, she's always sang our national anthem, and she's just got a beautiful voice for that. Anything going on around, the car show, organized by Mike Bradley, Brady Smith. He was there, probably had the biggest job of all, getting all the vendors, him and a few more guys, getting the vendors. I think kind of got to get something kind of straight. And it's been said that we had too many vendors. Well, it's been going around that we had 32 food vendors. Well, that wasn't 32 food. It was 32 total, barbecue and everything like that. And then had the drinks, the lemonades, the popcorns. You know, that was all. People thought it was all food, and thought it was a little much. But you know, we didn't have that many actual food vendors. Just, and I think it was counted that everybody, anything that you put in your mouth was a vendor.
Sure.
So, and then we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 merchandise and you know, information crafts. So, you know, the park was full of canopies. You know, they got them in there nice and straight. It looked great. Anyway, our fireworks show, I thought it was, again, one of the best fireworks shows we've ever had. I think we scared a few people because they had some, I don't know what you call them, but they were fireballs. And I think it scared a few people when they set those off. They had set like three or four or five of them during the day, and then a couple of them at night. But on top of that, Kirk Stevens and Kirk and Seeger Stevens and the Foggy Bottom Boys, that's what they call them, because of where they used to shoot fireworks, was down in kind of a holler, and by the time they got done, you couldn't see anything for all the smoke. So that's where the Foggy Bottom come in. We left the park, went out Sunday, combed the park, and I think we left the park as good or better than, you know, than we found it. And that's always what we want to do. We want to keep that park beautiful. Got to compliment the city. It was mowed very, very nicely. After where they shot the fireworks, they had some dead grass out there, and they did have a little fire, and we had the fire department go out there, but I think they had it out probably before they got around there. But all in all, it was just, I just think it was a great show. The South Coffeyville Cheer Squad, you know, they headed up the cornhole tournament. Their squad, you know, made a little money, which is always good. You know, I don't know. I just have to keep going and going and thinking all the, you know, all the participants there, all the vendors. What's up? Oh, yeah, Poker Run. Ended up being $860. It had a winner on that. So, yeah, you get in on that Poker Run, you got a chance of making some pretty good money. Well, anyway, I don't know of anything else to say other than thank you to the city, thank you to the town of South Coffeyville, the city of Deering, you know, our city, you know, jumped on board with us, and the GRDA, you know, some of our main sponsors, the banks, you know, got in and supported us just like they do every year. You know, and then I think I said the other day, I think we had probably around 90% of the Coffeyville surrounding area businesses that, you know, helped us support the cause. It, you know, it's so, so great. And I just have to thank everybody that was involved. And, to answer your question about the daylight, I think they just need to leave it a standard time, and that way our fireworks show could be an hour earlier.
That's right. Yeah, that would work.
That would help my bedtime.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gail, it was just a wonderful, fantastic time. I know we really enjoyed being out there during the day and evening. It's always just a great one-day event. I think it's just, you know, the biggest one-day event here in Coffeyville, so we're just so tickled that it went so well and that the rain held off like you said it would, and it was just a wonderful time, so we loved being there.
Well, you know, I almost... You would almost think that maybe a little rain would have would have came in and helped because it was a hot and humid son of a gun.
It was. I think Bob changed his outfit like three times, just soaked through. So.
Oh yeah, there was, the people that the people that were helping us out. We were pretty well drenched by the end of the afternoon. It was just hot and humid. Anyway, I hope everybody's listening. Thank you. I don't even want to go into that, but hopefully the next year, I believe, if you look on the calendar, I think it was July the 10th is when next year, put that on your calendar, and we're going to try to do it again.
Okay, very good. Well, Gail, we really appreciate everything that you and the crew have done. You and Kathy, it goes without saying. Thank you so much for all the work that you've done to make this happen, and the whole crew. And we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
Yeah, well, and James, thank you and your radio stations for helping us get the word out. I think about every business in town had a flyer in their window, so it. We'll try to do it again next year, make it bigger and better.
Very good. A great team effort, and we appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming by, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Gail Smith with Summer Celebration and our recap here today. So there you go. Anything else as we wrap up, Denise?
I don't think so. Just vaudeville.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we'll be back to your calls here for Open Line in just a moment on the Mighty 690.